I've not forgotten you. I've not left you somewhere all alone, but I'm with you. I saw this day coming from eons in the past. I knew that this time would come, and I want you to understand this is not the end, but this is the beginning. This is the beginning of something that is new to you. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing that I haven't already started. Nothing that I haven't already been through. Nothing that I haven't already seen the outcome. But this is new for you. And I want you to understand that you're stepping into the next phase. And this is a transitional time. Which it might seem awkward, it might seem uncomfortable. There may be things that you don't understand and that you don't want to happen. But I'm telling you, now is a time that I am doing a work behind the scenes that no one understands and that no one can see. But I'm doing these things by my Spirit because you've allowed me to. You've given yourself over to me. You've poured yourself into the things of the Spirit, and you'll see that because of that, from the Spirit, you're going to reap a life that you've been dreaming of, a life that you've been expecting, that you've been confessing, and that you've been seeing all these years. There's a life coming from that place of the Spirit and is going to manifest in the natural. In order for this life to come, there's been a death. And there's a death that's going on even now. By the Spirit, you're putting to death the things of the natural. You're putting to death the things that did not come from my Spirit, things that I did not ordain, things that you have no control over. Those things are being put to death so that you can walk in newness of life. So while there is some pain, while there is some grieving, there's also a great, great joy. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And realize that your morning is coming. Your morning is on the way. The sun is about to come over the horizon, and you'll be so happy. You'll be so happy that you stayed with me. You'll be so happy that you sowed into the realms of the Spirit. You'll be so happy because there's coming a great day, a great reward for the things that have been sacrificed, for the things that you have planted. There's a great harvest approaching. And today, there's a great work happening in the realms of the Spirit. There's a great work developing. And there is a great, great move being birthed through you. So allow me to continue to bring the birthing through you. Allow me to continue to bring through you the things of the Spirit that I need and that you need in order to walk in this next level that I'm bringing you to, that I'm walking with you into. And you're going to see that as you walk in this, you'll have tools at your disposal. You'll have anointings and giftings and things of the Spirit that you didn't recognize in times past. And they're coming because of what you've sowed in the realm of the Spirit. Because of what you have poured into the Spirit. Now you're reaping from the Spirit the things necessary to walk with the grace that I've given you for this next phase. So do not relent. Don't let up. You know what to do. I've given you instructions. I've helped you along the way. And I've not changed my mind. So continue in what you know. Continue in what you've been given. Continue in what my word says. And you'll see that a great day is approaching. For just as my servant Ezekiel looked out and saw nothing but dry bones, nothing that was useful or that would work on his behalf or on my behalf, you see those things as dead. But what I want to show you is that as you prophesy to those things that have died, I will come by my Spirit and breathe upon them, and you'll see that these bones that were slain shall have life in them again, and I will breathe upon them, and my Spirit will be placed within them, and there will come a great and mighty move of my Spirit. So don't allow this death to overtake you. Don't allow this death to tell you it's the end, but realize this is only but the beginning of what I am going to do through you, through this body, through this organization that I have ordained. Allow me to make adjustments. Allow me to put the pieces together and place within you the necessary ingredients to walk into the next level. So don't stop. Don't stop. Don't allow anything in the natural to keep you from pressing in beyond where you are into the things of the Spirit. And allow me to love you. Allow me to bring my presence, wrap my arms around you, allow my anointing to bring you that peace that passes all understanding. When it seems there's nothing that's working out the way that you had planned, and it seems that there's nothing that you can understand, let my peace overtake you. And my peace rest upon you. Receive from my presence. I will take you where you so desire to go. You'll see a great manifestation. A great, great love that goes beyond what you have received in the past. It goes beyond what you have ever understood or known. You'll see that this love is truly available, accessible, and you will get a hold of it, and it will absolutely change the way you see other people, the way you see things around you, the way you receive from everything. It will change. Let my love saturate you. Let my love well up within you. Allow me to love you. This is a season. This is a time when nothing else will do. My love will see you through. My love, as you receive from my love, you will have the grace and the anointing, power to walk through the fire, and on the other side, you'll almost laugh at how great it is, and what a small, silly thing you had to go through, because in comparison, the goodness and the glory and the overwhelming presence cannot compare. can compare to anything. Trust me when I say, this is the next phase.